This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, you know. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, I think there's a lot you can have fun with. There's a lot. Corey Duncan's going to join us, our teed-off black man from Texas. Excuse me, our teed-off conservative black man from Texas. I know he prefers that term. If you want to head up to the website, give me your email address. We only send them out once a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of stuff. And I think I believe you'll enjoy it. So we got, apparently, I thought it was good news, but apparently today we got some terrible news. Oh my God. President Trump is totally healthy. Hillary, knock it off. Okay. My God. She's got to stop. She's got to give up eventually, I think. I don't know. Anyway. You know, it's just amazing. It was like a whole group. The whole room was filled with people waiting to hear that President Trump was dying of cancer or something. Or brain cancer or something. They were truly upset. You could see it in their faces. And they wouldn't give up. They kept asking, how can you eat like that and not, I mean, just amazing, and still be healthy? How can you tell us he's fine? There's never been any president. I want you guys to think about this. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Let's see if you can be honest with yourself. There's never been any president on either side of the aisle that was so open about his health. He told that doctor to go out there and answer whatever questions they have. Don't hold anything back. Here, I'll give you a little taste of what went down today. This is great. They'll be back on Russia tomorrow because they can't blame him for being crazy, right?
He's fit for duty.
Absolutely, he's fit for duty.
What exactly does he
have? Yeah, is he fit for duty? No, he shouldn't be in there.
What does an eating plan look like? Is that you're going to put an elliptical machine next to the bedroom and he's going to use it? What does that look like? Is he limited to one scoop of ice cream now?
I don't limit his diet at all.
Some people have suggested.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell Donald Trump. Tell any president what you can and can't eat. We'll see how that works out for you.
Does that could be related to dentures? Does the president wear dentures?
He does not.
Could you address drug addiction?
I mean, is a president, is he got a drug addiction? I mean, seriously, would they have asked any of these questions with Obama, with Bush? They are looking for something in this president. They are looking for a way to nail him. They were asking some of the dumbest questions. Right? I mean, think about it. He was slurring his words. Is that any indication of what? I mean, they just go, and the doctor said, no, I gave him, it was something the doctor gave me. He said he might have dried his mouth out too much, but no, he's fine. He's healthy. And you hear the one guy say, let me just play it.
Drug addiction?
I mean, any other drugs?
Yeah, no, he has no drug addiction. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Jackson.
Yeah, he's got an opioid addiction. That's why he's pushing against it.
Explain to me how a guy who eats McDonald's and fried chicks and all those Diet Cokes and who never exercises is in as good a shape as you say he's in.
Barack Obama smoked like a chimney. Nobody ever made fun of that. Nobody ever called it out. This is why I say this two sides. The left doesn't care whether Donald Trump is sick or not sick. What's going on with him? Nothing. There's nothing that man's going to do that's going to make them happy. Nothing. They're so sick. They're so lost in all of this. Of all the things, look at my old opening, which had when ex-President Oblabo was president. In there, I even say, I don't wish him any ill, health-wise. He's a father and a husband. And a human being. Funny. The nasty guy on the right, and a lot of us on the right, a lot of us commentators, we didn't want any health issues with the president. But you hear it from the left all the time. This guy needs to drop dead. He should die a violent death. You see somebody holding his head after it had been, you know, looked like it had been severed. Got to that wonderfully accepting, loving love Trump's hate. Got it that right. Got it right that time. Group of people. See, they're real. They can't talk about mentally ill. They can't control themselves. They're so filled with hate. It's coming out of their ears and nose and eye sockets. And everything they say is centered around him being, impeached or sick or get him gone. Even some of what I thought were my close friends, I can't wait till I see them drag him out in handcuffs. You, my friend, and you know who I'm talking about, a couple of you actually, are hypocrites. Thought you were sane people. Now I know better. What you're saying is Obama and that group did absolutely nothing wrong. The damage that man did to this country and our relationships have been like no other. And you saw him as a god. You saw him as a saint. Which actually scares me. Makes me question your sanity and your civility. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. I am sure he is wound up and loaded and has a bunch of stuff to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate you spending time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I got so much stuff we're going to go over tonight. You know, Chelsea Manning being one of them. I was in the middle of writing something about Manning, and I was so irritated, I had to stop. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Got a lot coming up after the break. Don't go far.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
That's the perfect song. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I love this. I love... Now, what's the left going to do now? Right? I mean, he's not mentally ill. The doctor said he's never seen anybody... Well... Didn't go overboard. We just, you know, the cognitive test that he took had 30 very hard questions. He's never had anybody get a 30 out of 30 before. President Trump got a 30 out of 30. So now the left doesn't know what to do. They're either going to have to call that doctor a liar. And if the doctor was a liar, then was he lying about Obama and Obama's habits and Obama's addictions? Maybe, maybe not. And then Hillary, as one of you said, the true thing is, when we called out medical issues with Hillary, they went nuts. So why is it the same way with Trump? It's all that love Trump's hate, isn't it? Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me, our teed-off conservative black man from Texas. Always a pleasure to have him with us, Corey. Thank you. I'm now seeing you for the eighth time this week, I think.
Always a pleasure, Topia. Thank you for having me come on and appear. And here comes trouble, the black man, black conservative, the most hated conservative east of the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in the second position there. Let me tell you what, buddy. It's constant. If you look at my Facebook page, I actually put something up that somebody had tweeted out about me. Somebody I've never met and somebody who's probably never, ever, 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 ever listened to the show, which I just, well, that's just the thing that the left does. So I found that quite amusing. Anyhow, so listen, I don't know if you heard or if you know about this whole, Chelsea Manning person. That has decided to run for Senate now. So this person who committed treason, is now decided that they're ready to take on the Senate. Somebody who gave away secrets from this country, who put people's lives in jeopardy, now believes that they are ready to become a senator and hold all this information. But one of the things that Manning said that just makes me nuts is we don't need more leaders. Let's listen to this carefully. We don't need more leadership. We don't need more leaders. We need more fighters. Right? Well, why didn't Manning fight to keep our secrets? Why didn't Manning fight to keep our people safe? What do you think about this person?
Well again, like anything else in life, nothing is perfect. And you're going to have your fractions, and this is one of them. You know, everyone that takes the oath when you get ready to join the service is an oath. And it's something that you're supposed to be honoring, not driven by politics, not driven by race. But you have a group of people. So every now and again, like everything else, there's always the one person that's in the family, you know, the drunk that comes over. You know, the misfit. And these are the misfits of the military. They are, for whatever reason, they blow a gasket. And then, you know, but this is treason. This is basically treason. And, this woman, from what I understand, is wants to run for governor of Maryland or wants to run for Senate or whatever in the state of Maryland. So my favorite is, again, asshole Chicago, asshole Detroit, asshole Baltimore, asshole, Haiti, asshole, Jamaica, asshole, a whole lot of other places. So there you go. When they said that when President Trump had said this, well, guess what? You got us saying it now. You even got people from these countries that are saying it. And then people like this, who are supposed to be honoring, you're held to a high standard when you do certain things. Police officer, teacher, a priest, and the list goes on and on. But the thing of this, if you can't hold it, a lot of these people are mentally challenged. I mean, this is a transgender person.
Well, Manning,
for office.
Right, but Manning said the reason that he did what he did was because there was something wrong with him, that he had a mental issue, that he was having trouble.
But here's the thing. Here's the stupidity. And what I got finished earlier today of educating some young voters on what a Democrat and a liberal and a socialist is. There are three different ones. The Democrat is the politics. The liberal, the socialist is the person that is totally is ignorant to what capitalism and socialism is. And the liberal is what? The fool, the complete idiot of all of them. It's the fool of all of them. So this is why you get stupid things, and they have a nerve to challenge President Trump on his mental capability of having the nuclear codes and everything else, and this person is going to run for office and don't know what side of the bathroom that you want. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, because I know we got some crying liberals that be listening to you, and they want to sit up and you want to cry, and I want to say the word so bad, and whine about that. Hey, mean, he was a good madam president, and his other partner was a good husband. So okay.
Oh God. All right. So. No, again, I look at this. I don't care. Take the whole LGBTQ ABCD thing out of this, okay? What bothers me the most about this is this person actually believes they have a right. They have they should be given the ability to hold higher office, to become a senator, where secrets are even more in your face, where you're expected to keep more of these secrets. If those people, I will lose all hope. And the people of Maryland, sorry guys, if you elect Manning as your next senator, I don't know how you would do that. And still tell me that you're more mentally stable than the president of these United States.
Right, very easy. For the same people that put Ms. Pugh in office. For the same people that got a police commissioner with his police officers one last night or the night before last had a shooting with some guys. They rolled up on him at a burglary at I think it was a convenience store. Or a carryout, and they got the shooting at each other, 3 feet from each other, two, three of them backing up, shooting, backing up. You're taught at police cadet school, even in the military, drop to one knee and you drop them. That's 60, listen to this, 60 shots, up close, that close, and nobody got shot at all. 60 rounds dropped. What's that say about a police department?
All right.
Hey,
pause. We got to go for break. Don't make me shut you down. I'm Joe Basile, your host. You listen to The Real Side. He will be back and just as hot after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. Smarter people than I in that chat room. Also, if you head over to Facebook, we've got a live feed going on there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air and in the chat room. Got a lot of stuff coming up over the next, I don't know, week or two. We'll let you know what's going on. Sign up for my email blast, because you're never going to know what's happening, what's really happening, is stuff that you really want to go to, listen to, and watch, unless you get my email every week. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be what Nancy Pelosi calls a low IQ voter, right? That's what she called her blue-collar workers when she found out some of them were voting. Not some, a lot of them were voting for Trump. Okay, speaking of a African-American Trump voter, Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. You know, I know you don't like the mad conservative, but how about the irritated conservative?
Well, once again, I would like to thank you for letting me and always gracious, so gracious to you and Tammy for allowing me to appear on your show.
She's the one that says I have to let you on, so you better thank her.
Continue to support all podcasters and broadcasters.
Yep.
Now, most people that know me know, even my family members that's in the chat room or that's listening, already know that I am the most irritating person. That's why I picked up so many technicals when I played in college and in regular high school. I picked up so many technicals because I'm the most irritating person on this earth. And I've been called a public nuisance. And I'm quite sure a couple people in the chat room can tell you about this. I know a public nuisance and a antagonist. So it is what it is. So let's get rolling. I want to say first, would you allow me 2 minutes of the time on your show?
It's all yours. Go for it.
Okay, let me go for it.
Like
first
I can stop you.
I want to say congratulations to my daughter, Cornessa and Tristan. They will be playing in the McDonald's All-American game. Check them out, March the 28th, Atlanta, GA. They will be playing, moving on to their what they're going to do after. Come check my page out, Corey Black Conservative Duncan, and you'll see about my kids. Awesome children, have a lot of family support. All right, let's get to the next thing. Joe Manchin is not a racist. You know, we had a situation last night that I was called upon, but I couldn't catch up to this person. I know he might be listening. Joe Manchin is not a racist. Me and Corey Duncan is not a Uncle Tom. So here it is. When all of you black liberals want to bust and argue about something, you call Joe's show One thing I can't stand is a coward. If you got something to say, call up and let's talk about it. We don't have to yell. We don't have to scream. No one has to use profanity. We can sit up and have a good debate about it. Because I'm sick and tired of all of these stupid liberals, like the dumb questions. You know, I wonder where the journalists get their journalism degrees from. It's got to be stupid university, because some of the questions that they asked the Admiral today about Donald Trump's, President Trump's health and welfare was just the stupidest question that I just don't understand. In the press corps, it just they wanted that man to say, well, he has cancer and he's going to live about 3. Hey, now, if that was someone else, and they was down and start asking dumb questions about Barack Obama, especially if they were white, and they asked them, they would say, hey, you're racist. You want him to die or whatever. I'm sick. I've had it up to here with this dumb trying to play, and I'm talking about not just the minority. I'm talking about the black folks in general. This goes out to death. Not all of you, but at least 90% of you. Stop trying to play this base card. I'm sick of it. You try to play it with Oprah. If an old white man don't vote for her, he's going to be a feminist. If he don't vote for her, he's going to be a racist. Okay, so what do you think? All black folks want to see Oprah? All people want to see Oprah or fell in love with this Barack or whatever? But Oprah is Barack on steroids. And you know why? Because they're going to try to play that feminist BS. But just because you're black don't mean that you're Uncle Tom. And just because you're white and you don't agree with liberals don't mean you're a racist. So there it is. I'm sick and tired of it. And you got them and they come at the speakers like myself and Omega. The list goes on. Joe Messina and Kay. It goes on. It just goes on and on and on. And it's just sickening. You block out signals on Facebook. You try to. I just heard somebody joking. And Joe just tell you just now, hey, cut my phone line out. I already know who it is. Because you know why? Until they try to get, and this man did all because of one thing. And you know why they're coming after him about this? It's all because one thing, and I spoke of it way beforehand, and I hope it comes out one day, is because he's not an establishment. And he doesn't sit up and bite his tongue. I don't want him to bite his tongue. It's a place that we are sending these people from these asshole countries, and that's what they are. Why do you think they're coming here? I have many a Haitian and Jamaican friend, and they said it was an asshole. So the thing of it is, why do you think they come here?
They no. They came here to go to the Clinton Foundation to find out where the money is that was supposed to make it not an asshole anymore.
Right. But the thing of it is, she don't care. She don't. Hey, look. Like I tell you before, until everyone gets on the same accord and starts to understand who these people were before they became who they were. As I said again, I know it's going to be confusing. Oh, here he goes again with the black helicopter. But guess what? It's a true story. These people were contract agents for the Central Intelligence Agency. Not only that, you can look at their politics and look how their life is set up to tell that there's something fraudulent about these people. Look how they act. They're retarded. They think of retarded things to do. And then they put them up there because they're easy to control. This man loves his country. Make America great again. It is what it is. I'm sorry. If people don't like, hey, look, you don't like God, you don't like country, and you don't like family, and not necessarily in that same sequence, then you should take up behind and go to North Korea. Go there. Nobody's asking you to stay here.
Yeah, they're beating the doors down. Listen, you're talking about your racism here. And I've always been told that blacks can't be racist, yet Obama's building his library right now. My understanding is whites are not welcome there, that he's going to build the library with black workers only. Am I missing something? Isn't that a form of racism, or am I allowed to even say that?
Now let's ask the question. If Joe Messina said, hey, I'm going to build something in California to a statue or something, but I'm only going to use Italian white workers. What would happen?
they find me drawn and quartered in the middle of the town square.
You know, y'all had to calm down for me. Pusa. How? I mean, why is this man not racist? Really? You know, I gotta tell you something real quick. Martin Luther King birthday Monday, of God rest his soul. He was a peaceful man and he was about peace. And history lesson, he was a conservative. So there it is. But I heard an inspirational speech from a young lady. She had to be about maybe 10 or 11. And she gave this speech, and it was, it was a very good speech. And you can tell she's very articulate for a young lady that age. And she said, but the problem was her mom and dad was a liberal. Because here it is. She got to the end of the speech. And I mean, I almost literally fell through the television. I could not believe it. She said, the part where black children, white children, you know, I can't necessarily quote it. But anyway, she said, and to make sure that we have free health care. Well, I'm bald. Because most of the time when I do my videos, I have a head on. I'm bald. I almost grew all my hair back. I could not believe it. I said, told this young lady to say this because I know there's a liberal somewhere that popped that in her head because there's no way that she can know about that. She can know about the history of Martin Luther King, but where did free health care come from?
Martin Luther King specifically said he did not want handouts. He just wanted to help up. That's a hand up. That's all he wanted.
This young lady didn't even say that. This young lady said, and to have free health care for everyone, everyone stood up and applauded. I'm basically trying to look for the next oxygen mask I can grab. I'm like, are you serious? I'm flabbergasted. How do you take a young person like this and you try to flip him into a liberal at 10 years old?
All right. Listen, we got to go for break. I'm not independently wealthy like you are. I got to make some money here. I want to talk about what if half of the white caucus from the Republican Party decided not to go to Barack Obama's State of the Union address? What do you think would happen? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and he's wound up. We'll be back in a minute.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get him right on again because I know how much I know how much he wants to unload. And there's so much to talk about because the you know, I've been telling you for a long time, it's a double standard. They're not interested in equality at all. They're only interested in control. And the only way you get control is by keep beating the other side down, keep beating down what your perceived enemy is, and that way they're, you know, they feel subservient to you. So, you know, you've got that going on now. So right now, what you've got is you got black lawmakers, and it's the regular group of, you know, 20, whoever they are, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson, you know, that whole stable of wonderful legislators that we have decided that they're going to boycott President Trump's State of the Union address. Can you imagine if the White Caucus, if you would, if the Republican Party did the same? Corey, what would happen to them?
Well, first of all, thank you again for allowing me to come on. It's always a pleasure. Here we go. I spoke on this about six or so, about between 8 and 9 years ago. Well, really 8 years ago, when I saw this coming, when I seen Barack on TV, he was crying because he's just so overdo it. I said, you know what? This is the biggest, you know, this is the biggest flim flam ever. And the whole thing of it is that I said right then and there, I said we're gonna start. No, it wasn't maybe 2 months after he was in office. We started seeing the race card already, the seeds of it being planted. Just like you plant for a tree, They planted the seeds of this because, and you know what? Anybody, and I want everyone to say, I want to explain to everyone, the out movement is conservative. The Republicans, we're not worried about that. I mean, Republicans, when you basically, that's when you end with the politics situation. But this is why President Trump got into office, because the word for 8 years, 4 years of it, we were talking about it, and for the other 4 years, it really started to sink into people's minds just exactly what was going on about playing the race card. And you know what it is? It's only one word. It's called, it's reverse racism. And now everyone is going to flip the script to try to make white folks feel like they owe the minorities and black, pretty much black folks, that you owe us, or you're supposed to, you know, like with that, you know, the campaign they have in Baltimore, where if I walk outside in my predominantly white neighborhood and some black youth can't come over from the ghetto or come over from a low income project, and they come over, they have bats in their hand, and they walk up to me, I'm not supposed to run or defend myself. I'm supposed to get on my knees and say, here, take my wealth, beat me over the head, because guess what? I have to make up for something that I know nothing about from 500 years ago. I'm tired of this, because you know why? Black folks own slaves. Each race has owned slaves. So, and it's a slave mentality that's why we are where we are now. Black, I'm tired, like I told you, like I just got finished, Black Conservative, Black Corey, Black Conservative Duncan, come to my page. I put out a video every day, and most of the time, most people that don't watch my videos hear this, and here it is again. You don't owe us anything, because that's what our whole race is screwed up. Because that's what, when we get on top, we forget about everyone. We got the audacity to sit up and preach on the soapbox about things. My family, God bless them. And I'm sorry if somebody gets irritated about him, about my children, or my family. But one thing is this. We're going to bring up an old saying from the country. And here it is. That you can't have 50 roosters in the hen house. You can only have one rooster. And when the rooster takes control of the situation, the hen, not to say it, the woman is less than a man. But, trying to make a better teammate with the two of them, because the man is the head of the house. And that doesn't mean he has to tell the woman what to do or anything before somebody trying to say I'm male, you know, feminist or whatever. And, you know, but my point of it is the fact that start staring yourself in a mirror. And I agree with a lot of politicians. It starts at home. And you have to stop making these people subservient to government or saying that I don't want to do anything with a whole lot of free home. You know, like Bernie Sanders, I'm 32 before I get a job or whatever. You know, these children, I'll give you the story real quick. 1988, June 5th, 1988, my mother put her arms around me. She said, Corey, I love you, my son. But I want you to age out of my house by June the 22nd because you've been here too long. And I never come back. So there it is. So don't tell me it don't work. The American dream is being living in the Duncan household. And guess what? It's going to continue to be the way. And guess what? We work for what everything that my daughter Cornetta, Tristan, and Chandler have worked for. They're playing in these all-star games. They're doing race point average high. They earned it. I didn't give it to them. They earned it. So there it is.
Yeah. Well, there it is. It's true. Look at we have raised a group of people, a generation of young people who are waiting for somebody to help and guide and hand it to them. When in reality, none of that should be happening. What it should be is we should teach them how to fight through. We should let them fail and fall on their face while they're at home with us so we can help them. Not do it for them, but actually help them. You know, it's like those kids, you know, that had projects to do in elementary school, and mom and dad did them. Instead of you drive them to the store, you help them get what they need to get, and they put it together. No, no, no. Mom and dad put it together while the kid was playing video games in the other room. Doesn't work that way. Shouldn't work that way. But,
the worst thing that the military or the military industrial complex could have done, Joe, was this. Give these people this technology. Text messaging, and I just heard this on PTR earlier on ESPN, and got Will Barn and them were talking about the same thing. We live in a society now where two people sit across from each other And they don't conversate. They text. Nope. That's why these children, when they go on these interviews, they can't get the job. Because you know why? They don't have any communication skills to even speak, because everything is done. You can't, nobody says, I remember back in the day, now my son is going through this, my 10-year-old Noah and my 9-year-old Chase is going through this. And this is what they go through. Do you want to go with me? Yes, check, yes or no. That's called communication. You know what kind of communication these teenagers, some majority of them do? They talk to each other and they date each other through the internet. Are you real? I mean, come on. Are you serious?
Oh yeah, they break up on the internet. They try to have conversations over the internet. It is nuts what these young people think real relationships are, which is why I think they're so cold and why we have some of the things that we happen, because the young people don't value life. They haven't learned the true value of life. Hey,
my children haven't got on Facebook until they were 16, and I meant what I said, and I said, well, you know what, the first time I see any crap on there, I'm pulling everybody's cord. Everybody's coming on.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. So, you and I are very much alike. One of my kids was doing some language I didn't much care about on social media and stuff like that years ago, and I made that child read it at the table. Well, what's wrong? You must think it's okay. What are you embarrassed? Right? If it's okay to type it, it's okay to say it. Here, read it at the table in front of the whole family. That's kind of how I roll. But you and I were talking during one of the breaks about this person that's being deported. And it's not just this person. There's many of them out there. Now, this person has been here for 30 years on American soil, right? And now they're being deported and everybody's having a heart attack. But this person has had years to make this right. So
let's ask this quick question. In 8 years of Barack Obama, because I asked a question earlier, in 8 years of Barack Obama, why didn't he come out and get things straightened out then? Because he could have came out and said that he was from the planet Krypton, and Barack Obama would have made him a U.S. citizen. So did he think Barack Obama was going to stay in office for the next 20 years? Duh.
But some of these people say, well, I've been here this long, I should be allowed to stay. Well, so what? You don't have to do any of the legal stuff? You don't have to do any of the paperwork? You don't have to make any opportunity, or you don't have to take any chance to make yourself right? You know? Now, he's not allowed to come back for 10 years because they're deporting him. He can't even make an attempt to come back. You know, and I understand that maybe he's 39 years old, so his parents brought him here when he was 8 or 9, but he's had 30 years to try to fix this. He's had 30 years to try to make it right. Should we, Corey, because, you know, I'm pretty cold-hearted, should we make a way for these people? Should we allow them to stay? What should we do?
Well, first of all, I'll make it quick because I know we're running out of time. First of all, he's been here for how long? Okay, you could have been came out and done something. You know, my favorite is this is a hard issue to fix, because guess what? It's just like these sleeper cells that's here in the DMV, which is the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area, and they sleeper cells, and they find them every now and again. Nobody knows who is here because of one person, and that's Barack Obama. Because for 8 years, even if the ones who was here for 39 or 38 years, it's really too much you can't do. I mean, some people are going to get in, and you don't know. But as long as they're not killing anyone or whatever like that, we need to come to some sort of divine intervention to fix this, because it's going to go on and on and on. And I'm tired of the Liz trying to make this a politics.
You're up against it. Tell people where to find you, quick.
Corey Black Conservative Duncan. Come there. Watch my videos. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate everyone. And remember, 3/31/18, Jacksonville, Florida.
We'll do that after. You're out of time. Hey, Christian Group files a lawsuit after university shuts it down because it won't allow a gay person who doesn't believe to run their group. We'll be back in a minute.